Wouldn't you love to get paid for doing what you love to do? If you're ready to move on to what's next, join us for Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson. Our uplifting live talk show on Saturday mornings from 10 to noon will have you circling back, not running in circles, to pull your experience forward in new ways. Advance your career, plus help others with theirs. Join us Saturdays, 10 to noon, right here on 104.1 The Truth, for pragmatic advice and unconventional wisdom. Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson, where your path is created by walking on it. Well, there's nothing like taking on a guest that I know is going to actually take great joy in commanding the mic, and it's my pleasure to give it to him, although he's forewarned me about that. And that's Jim Perrine, who's leading the Business Clubs of America in Phoenix in the Southern Arizona area. Welcome to the studio, Jim.
Well, thanks for having me.
Well, and the reason, of course, I have to clarify that is that Jim is a graduate of the University of North Texas in radio, TV, and film, and he then dedicated a significant part of his career to radio broadcasting, advancing from salesperson to sales manager to general sales manager to general manager for many markets, and ultimately, in fact, reaching the ownership level of three Northern Arizona FM stations. 6 years ago, though, Jim added to his portfolio of businesses leading the Business Clubs of America out of Phoenix, and a year later, an outpost here in Southern Arizona, primarily based in Tucson. So the Business Clubs of America, by the way, it's a national business development organization that focuses on business relationships, including sales, and promoting member businesses within each locally managed market. So it's a B2B company. They host multiple events, both large and small, providing warm referrals and facilitating face-to-face introductions. In other words, a true premier model of relationship and referral marketing based on trust and intentional loyalty. Or in other words, connecting true peer-to-peer servant leadership to advance end customer relationships, those really based on shared values and integrity. You know, Jim, I often get into this subject and I say, and this is not like speed dating at networking events.
Well, all I can say is the end.
You did end.
So well, I gotta go now.
No, you're not advocating in the mic that soon.
Well, you know what, we're very proud of what we've developed here, and I think what really punctuates the work that we're doing, we call it a noble endeavor because my facilitation team is we're all here to help, you know. And what we've learned, in fact, I'll quote a member in Southern Arizona that told me a couple years back. He said, "I look at we call it BCA, Business Clubs America. Mm-hmm. I look at BCA as if I had to go to Vietnam." He was an older gentleman, that I would want BCA in my foxhole. And what he means by that is somebody always watching my back. So what we do as a team is we make sure our members, and every member that comes into this group, we put them together, like you just said, in all kinds of environments, both big and small. But the outcome is for each member to get to know their fellow member to the point of trust. Mm-hmm. And once that trust is established through going through the regimen that we put together for them, then referrals and recommendations come, because no one's going to send a relationship to a potential piece of business unless they trust them, because their name's on it.
Absolutely. It's your ultimate follow-on.
Yeah, it's the ultimate referral, and it's got to come out of I know you can deliver. So every member is exclusive by category, because the model, in one case, in one particular instance, we have roundtables about once or twice a month, and 15 member companies come together to get to know each other, and the host gets to do a pretty thorough presentation, 20-minute presentation on their core capabilities, their competencies, their integrity, who they look for in an ideal customer, so that the whole room knows who you look for, so we can be your ambassador.
Exactly. We can speak on your behalf.
Exactly. And that's the kind of thing that it cannot support competition. So every member we have is one of a kind. And one business bank, National Bank of Arizona, one law firm, the Udall Law Firm, one Moving Systems, Horizon Moving Systems, Aztec Flooring Systems, Lowe's Ventana Canyon, AdVision, Rieger Carr Monroe, a big accounting company here, and the list goes on and on. And I don't want to just tout the members by name, but I want to philosophically say that they would not join this organization, nor would they stay year after year, if they weren't getting something out of it. I mean, far beyond handshakes, and I got to know some really cool people.
Right.
I mean, it's called return on investment.
Because particularly when the investment is your time, amongst other things, isn't
it? Well, you know, part of what drives the model is not just exclusivity by member category, but also the annual fee. And what separates BCA from quote, networking organizations in a marketplace is we've got a full facilitation team. So the member fees go into a big pool, and they drive the facilitation team, and they also, members don't have to do any work. We do all the work for them. We just ask, like you said, put some participation behind us, some energy, so that we can do our part of the bargain, which is to get you introduced on regular occasions, so the members really do get to know each other, and to the point of trust. That intentional loyalty thing is really quite true. And a good example is, you don't know who you don't know.
Right.
Even though we've heard that, you know, Southern Arizona is a small business community, and everybody knows everybody. And they really don't.
No.
And they don't know what opportunities are there with their name on it, undiscovered in the marketplace by a fellow member.
Well, more importantly, they don't even understand or couldn't comprehend areas that they could collaborate and make 1 + 1 = 5.
Exactly.
And grow a whole new market or a whole new opportunity or different way to even view their business in the future.
You know, you're absolutely right. And one of the major premises is, you do not come into this organization to sell yourself. You come in to learn how we can help each other. And when it naturally occurs, though, if, you know, if National Bank of Arizona has a need, you know, has a customer that has a need for one of our service providers, they would wholeheartedly recommend them to go to that service provider. But if National Bank of Arizona, in this case, needed some flooring, they'd probably, you know, give Aztec Flooring a shot.
Nowhere to go, nowhere to have that conversation.
Yeah. So when it naturally happens, that's a good thing, but it's not the intent.
Sure. Well, Jim, as I mentioned, you know, your background being so rich in sales, and certainly the idea of generating advertising radio revenues to support radio, which is really the game, of course, that in some ways you had a logical skill set that could transfer in the kind of work that you're doing. But did any one particular thing prompt you to reach out and grab a hold of this model and bring it to Arizona?
Well, it kind of morphed itself into my background, which is a sales trainer, and what I tried to instill in sales teams, and from markets from Dallas to Houston to San Antonio to in my radio travels, my vagabond years, every team that I tried to instruct was about client relationships. It was about customer service. It was about, you know, making sure that we're doing everything for our customers so that they are whole. And that servant leadership role that a sales guy plays to his customer really played well into developing what this model is all about. Because, again, we're here to service. And to me, money is just energy. And it enables us to do a lot of things that the members enjoy, number one. And at the end of the day, the best part of it all, the value that I get out of it, is I get to meet some really great
people.
Yeah, at the top of their game. And every one of them, man or woman, puts on their clothes one leg at a time, just like we all do. And they're just salts of the good people to know.
Well, you built this organization, the Business Clubs of America, during a very interesting time, of course. You launched it right before the economy started really swerving left to right and then nosediving. You've also done it at a time when at least a lot of people think the big rage on in growing their business is all around social media, LinkedIn, Facebook, and these things that are actually, quite honestly, far removed from real, true relationship building. So tell me about the convergences of those two change storms at the same time of you building this. You've almost been like a port in the storm, I'm guessing.
Well, it's an interesting way to put it. We do have to, you know, harness the tools that are available to us in social media, in the social media world. But we're also finding out that this is going to be a strange dynamic, that the old has become the new. Because as good or as instantaneous as Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, email, all of those applications for communication are instantaneous, but they're sterile.
Exactly.
Because we strongly believe that the old is the new. In other words, nothing can replace a handshake,
a smile,
eyeball to eyeball. Ron Barbero, the president of Prudential Insurance, he had a great quote. He said, all important things happen in the final 3 feet. And what he meant by that was, honey, will you marry me? job interviews. And he's really, really trying to say, get off of your chair, go out into the marketplace, and find opportunity to help other people. And that's what it's really all about. So the old of handshakes and relationships, deep relationships, has really become the new, especially in the port that you just mentioned, in the world of social media. I mean, we'd be stupid not to, you know, involve ourselves in that media, but it's not
the end all.
No, it's not where the game is played.
Yeah,
in
that's
our view.
Right. And then the level of energy at your events, if you look at it vis-a-vis, let's say, those more experienced in business that have that rich portfolio of understanding the power of the handshake and the touch versus the younger generation in many regards that, quite honestly, bring a lot of the tool savviness, you're bridging that gap then? Do you see that happening in amongst your audiences that participate?
We really do. We really do. And it just deepens the sentiment that there's nothing to replace that. I mean, if I get to follow you on Twitter and finally get to meet you, that's the whole different dynamic than just following you or recognizing you because of branding. Mm-hmm. You know, that doesn't say who you really are. It doesn't say your core values. It doesn't represent you in a way that distills, you know, trust and empathy, and of course I'll help you, and all those things that come with being a member in BCA.
You bet. Jim, the opportunity you've had then over these five years here in Southern Arizona, six including what you've done up in Phoenix, what have been some of the lessons learned for you personally? I'd wish I'd known that, you know, what I know now that back then when you started this whole effort. What have been some of the ahas?
I would think that again, you capsulized when we started, the economy had not tanked.
Mm-hmm.
And so we were riding pretty high. And even back then, we found that some companies, they didn't need us because life was so good, especially in the construction industry.
Yeah, right.
And we've got Canyon Building and the Design here, and the owner is Dave Garaback. And he joined us when we first came to the marketplace after we had been a year in Phoenix. And the reason he did is not because, all right, guys, anybody want to build a building? You know, do you know a car dealership that needs TI work? No, he joined because he wanted to embrace the business community. He wanted to expand his footprint in the business community for futures.
Mm-hmm.
We have a commercial real estate member up in Phoenix, and their world was cratering.
Absolutely.
And they joined us because they said, you know what, rather than
stay stuck,
hide under the bed,
right,
and ride out the wave, they wanted to be proactive about it and be at the forefront of the business community, develop even more relationships, get that radar scope to build itself on their behalf, also pick off great agents in their world so that when it does turn, they're way downstream.
Right.
And that's forward thinking.
Well, I think it's the other idea, too, that going to networking events with the mindset of give and take, that is not what you want.
Word.
It's give and give.
You said that word. We do not subscribe to networking. Networking to us, it's got its place, no doubt about it. But to me, and just the chambers, they have their place. And no hate mail, please. But, you know, you go to a chamber mixer, everybody's passing out business cards. You walk away with a bunch of business cards. Everybody's trying to sell each other something, and nothing ever happens. So what we subscribe to is relationship building, not networking.
Right.
Because
sure.
there's a major distinction between a lead and a referral. A lead is, you know, here's a company, call them. A referral is, let me take you to introduce you to shake
you
a hand.
Exactly, right.
And that's
in
a
fact,
big difference.
Big
and
difference.
It makes a bigger impact.
And it's also that subtle distinction we talk a lot about on this show. It's the difference between having a social network and having social capital. And the
right.
capital means you have the network and the connections, but you have integrity, trust, shared history, reciprocity, and stories,
yeah.
which you're helping people build stories through your events or through those connections
right.
that you're making.
And the other redeeming value is it's all quantifiable. You know that this member introduced his fellow member to a piece of business or an opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
And when that transpires, you know exactly where it came from. So in that return on investment, you know where it came from and you do the multiples. But the aha question, what's really struck me is seeing companies prosper in spite of the economy.
Right.
And that to me is rewarding. Not only to mention, like I did, the value of knowing these great people, but the value of helping them get them where they want to be through the membership and through alignments that we set up. And even personally, business opportunities that I run across, I immediately think of my member. And the most aha event is, how would they ever know that company ABC needed a service from one of my members?
Right.
And when we introduced them, you know, they would have never known that opportunity existed, because it was discovered in the marketplace, be it for me or another member, and it had never had the opportunity, in most cases, to be introduced at the highest level, CEO, president, owner.
To real decision makers.
And not a gatekeeper.
Right.
You know, and not maybe the difference between a relationship-driven opportunity and a bid or an RFP, two different ends of the spectrum. Because when you're walked in by somebody you trust, unless you're triple the price, you know, the inclination is your at bat, so to speak, is over here.
Right.
It's in a much different perspective than, 14 clamoring companies trying to get in to wave their flag.
Well, I think the other piece of it, too, is puts us all in the position of not having to audition, that you already have a conversation
and you're
open to it. You're vetted, and so that by not having to audition, you really can be truly who you are and be able to really forthright put on the table not just the possibilities you're already experienced in, but maybe some areas you'd like to go and explore and co-create together.
Right. And, you know, it's really funny, because as administrators and facilitators, we listen to all of our members. And it's funny how you can connect the dots, meaning, situation A along with situation B reminds us of a third possibility of something that neither A or B considered. So just circle the wagons and connect the dots, and that's the fun part. But the greatest reward for me is knowing that we are helping other companies in spite of this, our member companies, in spite of this economy.
And, of course, it isn't just the term company or the organization, because, you know, at the end of the day, it's about individuals. So I can imagine any story specifically to share as you watch people transformed, whether it be their new confidence level or them realizing they need to go off and, I don't know, hire a different set of people to be able to complement other individual metamorphoses or manifestations you've seen happen.
You know what it is for us? It's the unwritten rule, because we don't want just a member. And the membership dues are substantial, so there is some skin in the game. And that also says commitment to putting the energy behind getting to know the fellow members. And unfortunately, I had a situation 3 years ago in Phoenix where a member was just not participating. And some members came to me and said, well, quite frankly, kick them out. And we've got their replacement ready to go. Mm-hmm. And I went to them and made this last appeal. We could not buy a callback. Well, it turns out that they had a change of guard, and the new colonel didn't know what the old colonel left behind.
Sure.
And so it was
didn't
being
understand.
Squandered. So we appealed to them to get back in the game, and they did. But the point is, the members were saying this: I can't represent them to my world because I don't know them to the point of trust. Well, what they're really saying is they don't know me.
Uh-huh.
Because that energy is reciprocal. And when you get right down to it, if you apply yourself and you take some time to involve yourself through our channels to get to know these fellow members, it's the giver's gain. And we don't look for a member. We look for the good fit. And the fit usually is, and questions that are almost rhetorical. So you're very good at what you do. Yep, we are. You're a good company. Yep, we are. We've been around for a long time. Well, what do you ascribe to your growth? Because we're really good and people pass our name around. Oh, so it's referral and recommendation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what drives our train. Okay, here's the question. Do you have a strategy to go with that? See, because what we represent is the strategy
exactly.
behind what's naturally occurring. So watch it exponentially explode with member companies out there in the marketplace watching your back. And the tougher it gets out there, the more you need relationships.
Well, and it isn't just watching your back. It's actually putting a hand behind your shoulder blades and holding you to go forward. And whether that be in the part of referrals, but I have a sense that your members also share best practices and lessons learned amongst them, or, gee, I've encountered that problem before. This is how we solved it, or here's a source to help you with it. So it's this idea of also continuous learning together.
It is. And we share you know, best practices, of course. And if something's working in your industry, how can I morph that to my industry to make it, you know, palatable or use it in my behalf? And we always share those kind of things. We're not a vestige. We don't get proprietary in terms of show us your financials and let's help you plan your way out of this hole. No, it's, or whatever, or step you up to even more prosperity. We're not that kind of an organization. But when the crosstalk becomes, here's what I'm doing, or here's what we've done, and you know what, we learned not to do this again. it's shared. True? It's shared experiences, and it's shared information, good and bad.
These kind of organizations, of course, have a relative close replication around the country. But my question would be the whole influence of the culture of the Southwest. You know, the love of Tucson, the passion of closeness, as well as, you know, the renegades, the cowboys were a different part of the country. I mean, have you ever got together with colleagues that are involved in a similar model, let's say elsewhere in the United States, and what would make this unique, our part of the country?
Well, I think this part of the country embraces, I don't want to say good old boy, but certainly embraces strong relationships, strong values there, and it transcends into the family. So I think this is a, both Phoenix as well as Southern Arizona, these are two markets that are just absolutely perfect to develop a model that really kind of is sitting there fallow, and we just bring it to the surface.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I've said this before, but I think the value that what we bring to the table is the members can concentrate on getting to know one another in structured environments, like you said at the intro, both big and small, so that they really can get a feel for their member company at the highest level. And doing the work behind the scenes to make these environments happen, so the members just have to show up
and enjoy it. And what fulfilling work for you personally. So, Jim, what do you think have encapsulated, how is it you think you've changed the most by guiding others in the process of change? You personally?
I got out of my own way.
Don't you love it?
I do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because, you know, the radio business, broadcasting, it's pretty ego-driven. You know, when you're in a top market, top station, heavy pressure, no doubt about it, you get pretty full of yourself. And stepping away from that and using the traits that I've learned through hardship as well as good times, as well as training people to go on in their careers, which is very rewarding for me, they look back to me and say, you know, Dad, I couldn't have made it without you. You know, those kind of compliments really changed my idea of me.
Exactly.
You know, because there was more to it than just it's all about Jim Perrine. No, it's about what Jim can do to help other people.
Okay.
And that giver's gain, that pay it forward attitude, really plays well into being a facilitation agent for other people.
You got it. Exactly. And so there, in a nutshell, you couldn't have said it any nicer, Jim, about leading change, how it changes us, and particularly living to give. It doesn't get any better than that. Well, thank you so very much. Our guest again has been Jim Perrine from Business Clubs of America, both in Metro Phoenix and the Southern Arizona area. You can learn more by going to www.bcaphoenix.com as well as www.bcasouthernaz.com. Congratulations on your effort. And here we go to another 5 to 6 to some odd years going forward, Jim. Thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.
You bet. Change is chaotic. That is, unless you embrace it, going places you hadn't dreamed were possible. The Larson Group, Architects of Change, is a leadership consulting, executive coaching, and career transition firm. We help individuals make the most of their current employment situation or to step forward confidently into a career transition. Contact us at thelarsongroup.com or toll free 1-877-544-2580. The Larson Group, Architects of Change, helping others unleash potential through transformational change. 1-877-544-2580.